Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Saturday, March 20th. Mr. Rogers was born on this day in 1928. I'm Dan Radcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. A 12-year-old was shot outside of Main Event on Cobb Parkway. The Cobb Board of Education fires its longtime Marietta law firm. Cobb Virtual School next year includes a high school hybrid and supplemental classes. A Marietta 10-year-old has published a book on climate change. And a new Kennesaw Charter School is opening this fall. Plus, we'll get a look around town with Marietta Daily Journal Managing Editor J.K. Murphy.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Our top story, a 12-year-old boy was shot outside of the Main Event Arcade on Cobb Parkway Tuesday night. Officers were dispatched to the location just after 11 p.m. in response to a report of a shooting. They found a 12-year-old shot in the chest who was transported to a hospital in stable condition. A spokesperson for Main Event said the individuals involved were not guests of the facility, and police have not released the name of the victim. And as of this recording, say they did not have any new information to share. The Cobb Board of Education fired its longtime law firm, Gregory Doyle, Calhoun & Rogers. The vote also directs Superintendent Chris Ragsdale to compile a list of other firms serving school districts with more than 70,000 students and present it, along with a recommendation for interim legal counsel, to the board at a special called meeting this weekend. The vote stipulates that the board will identify permanent legal counsel within 12 months. Cobb County School District's virtual options next year will include full-time remote learning for all grades, plus hybrid and supplemental options for high schoolers. Students who don't choose the virtual option can still attend their neighborhood school in person and can participate in live instruction. Though students will be enrolled at a specific school, they will be in a geographic cluster and may learn from a teacher at another school. The last virtual option is a supplemental program called Cobb Virtual Academy. Each student would stay enrolled in their local school and would work independently, and classes will be led by part-time adjunct educators. Registration for virtual school options will be open for grades 6 through 12 from March 22nd through April 1st, and parents will be able to register for elementary school remote learning April 19th through May 2nd. A 10-year-old in Marietta has self-published a book that he hopes will help support efforts against climate change. Suresh Subhash, who is in the fourth grade at the Marietta Center for Advanced Academics, released his first book, Carbon Block Puzzle, this month at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Suresh said he was first inspired to write the book after watching the documentary Before the Flood, featuring Leonardo DiCaprio. He worked on his book for about 2 years. The book explains the basic science of climate change through the mobile game Block Puzzle, a Tetris-like puzzle solver involving fitting shapes together. The book also describes the effects of climate change and encourages people to prevent it.
Credit Union of Georgia has the chance for you to win big while helping local charities. Between now and March 31st, you can be a part of the raffle happening online at cuofga.org. You can win great prizes and help local charities at the same time. Only 500 raffle tickets will be sold, so get yours from Credit Union of Georgia today. Find them online at cuofga.org. That's cuofga.org. Win great prizes and help local charities with Credit Union of Georgia.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owner courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
Northwest Classical Academy has offered seats to 486 students for next school year when it opens its doors for the first time in August. Northwest Classical will open for children in kindergarten through 6th grade. NCA will add grades each year until it has all grades K through 12, and all Georgia families are eligible to attend. The school is tuition-free and no entrance testing is required. Interested families are encouraged to complete an enrollment application. That information can be found at mdjonline.com. And now it's time for a look around town with Marietta Daily Journal Managing Editor, J.K. Murphy.
I'm Shannon Ebersole. Around Town with J.K. Murphy is brought to you by Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue West Cobb. What's going on around town, J.K.?
The spotlight of national media beamed into our neck of the woods this week, and for all the wrong reasons. The tragic deaths of 8 people at 3 Metro Atlanta locations at the hand of one lone gunman was top-line news around the world. Among the sidebar stories is the fear the shootings raised among the Asian community here in America. But if you visit the storefront of Young's Asian Massage in Cherokee County, it's clear supporters of the Asian community here far outnumber that one lone gunman who perpetrated these horrendous crimes. Thursday night, a vigil formed at the Cherokee location with citizens lighting candles and holding signs with words of encouragement for our Asian citizens. Shannon Deason of East Cobb came to the vigil. Her sign read, "We stand with ATL Asian community." She said she visited the Young storefront for her daughter, who is Vietnamese. "I'm showing support for my daughter and the rest of the Asian American community in the Metro Atlanta area," she told Around Town. Jesus Estrella, a Kennesaw State University student, said that he's a frequent visitor to the area. As an American of Asian and Mexican heritage, he felt compelled to visit the site of the shooting. "I woke up and I just felt so sick to my stomach. I had to come here. I had called off work just so I can stay here as long as I can. I would feel guilty for not coming here and showing support. It's so sickening. It's just very upsetting," he said. A KSU graduate told the MDJ, "I am here on behalf of some Atlanta community organizers standing in solidarity with our Asian brothers and sisters to let them know that we see them and we're here to support them and that we're here to call out hate crimes, which is what this was." For more than 50 years, the CBS News program 60 Minutes has been a Sunday evening staple for American television viewers. This Sunday, Marietta residents will have a very special reason to tune in. Marietta City Schools will be featured on the long-running television show. In an email to parents, Superintendent Grant Rivera said the producers of 60 Minutes contacted the district last month inquiring about how it approached reopening schools during the pandemic. "We allowed their correspondent, producers, and film crew into our schools for 3 days to discuss everything from classroom safety to athletics to the impact of virtual learning," Rivera said. Now, being interviewed by 60 Minutes correspondents is more often feared than welcomed, and Rivera mentioned he is not 100% clear on the tenor the segment will take, but said all he did was put the school system's best foot forward. He said, "While I don't know the details, I am confident sharing Marietta and our approach to the pandemic with the world. I believe our schools and this community are special, different, and better. Sunday night will give millions a glimpse into just that," he said. Rivera said the segment will air during the 7 p.m. hour Sunday. Last month, this podcast reported on efforts to strip the names Lester and Virginia Maddox from the bridge that spans the Chattahoochee River between Cobb and Fulton counties. Maddox was known as a segregationist. He also served as Georgia governor in the late 1960s. State Representative Terry Anulowitz had proposed renaming the bridge for recently deceased Braves great Hank Aaron. Aaron's family, however, declined that offer. Later that month, an MDJ reporter noticed that a white sign with the word racist written in black letters had been attached to the signpost marking the bridge. The protest sign was visible to motorists traveling south on I-75 as they approached. Both signs, the one erected in tribute to Maddox and the racist placard, have been removed. So for now, at least, the bridge remains nameless. Around town checked with Georgia Department of Transportation on the status. A spokesman said, quote, "We intend to replace the sign as soon as it is repaired." It's not the first time the sign has been targeted. As recently as January, 11 Alive reported someone had painted BLM for Black Lives Matter on the sign. The future of the bridge name is still uncertain, but if it isn't changed, sign manufacturers may be churning out Lester and Virginia Maddox bridge signs on a regular basis. This podcast is also reported on the seemingly endless moves to cityhood going on in Cobb County. There's the city of East Cobb, Lost Mountain and West Cobb, Mableton and South Cobb, and now you can add Vinings to the list. It appears there is not one but two groups exploring that possibility. First, activist Ron Siphon is reaching out to neighbors to make the case for cityhood and gauge their interest. A second group is taking the pulse of Vinings residents via a survey that is making the rounds. The emailed survey says, "Much has happened in the past few years, especially with zoning issues and increased traffic. There have been repeated aggressive attempts at zoning high density, disproportionate commercial and residential developments in and around the Vinings area. We would like to know if you would support a feasibility study to see what a city of Vinings would look like and to see if it would be a viable option." Right now, Lost Mountain, Mableton, and East Cobb are all considering cityhood, and Smyrna is looking to annex several unincorporated areas. Vinings would be one of the few unincorporated areas left if these cities form, leaving us very vulnerable, the email said. If all these cities would form, the power shift in the county could go from Cobb County being king to squire. Those waiting for some relief from traffic on the north side of the perimeter can soon hear an update on a major Georgia Department of Transportation project. GDOT is planning to spend more than $5 billion on new express lanes stretching 22 miles across the top of Interstate 285. Cobb Chamber's Smyrna Area Council will host the man in charge of that project, Tim Matthew, for an update and see how it will affect Smyrna. That'll take place at 8 a.m. Tuesday at the Smyrna Community Center. That $5 billion project is a chunk of a larger $11 billion mobility program that would see the construction of express lanes, interchange improvements, interstate widening, and new commercial vehicle lanes. In all, it is estimated to be completed in 11 years. To register or for more information, contact the Cobb Chamber. And that's today's trip around town.
Call 404-997-8655 for your chance at a $50 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenues at West Cobb.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes. Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.